In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be in Benton Harbor next month to help Whirlpool celebrate the groundbreaking for its new housing development on Riverview Drive. The $22 million apartment complex will have 80 units, with rents starting around $1,000 per month. Whirlpool proposed the development at 170 Riverview Drive earlier this year, with Benton Harbor City Commissioners signaling their support. Governor Whitmer will join Benton Harbor Mayor Marcus Muhammad and Whirlpool CEO Mark Bitzer on August 3rd to mark the ceremonial groundbreaking. Whirlpool has been in contact with the governor's office about the project. Also on hand for the groundbreaking will be representatives of Berrien County, Cornerstone Alliance, and the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. The St. Joseph City Commission is looking at a new way to attract development. During a Monday meeting, commissioners heard from Cornerstone Alliance and Lean and Green Michigan about the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program, or PACE. Cornerstone's Rob Cleveland says PACE financing allows a property owner to voluntarily enter into a special assessment agreement to pay for energy efficiency improvements. He cited the example of someone buying a building downtown
that needs $100,000 in a new storefront, which would be new windows and maybe an HVAC. So they would get that $100,000 lended to them upfront. That we would come to the city and ask you to apply a special assessment just to that building that would then be repaid on a 10-year, 20-year, 25-year basis. So no taxpayer dollars, nobody else is being taxed.
With PACE, the special assessment made to the property would stay with the property until it's paid off, even if it's sold. The building owner would get funds for their improvement up front. PACE has been adopted by 29 counties in Michigan. Mayor Mike Gary said the program could be helpful and asked the Sustainability Committee to study it and report back. The Michigan Department of Transportation has released a video explaining its project to rebuild 11 miles of I-94 in Berrien County as US 31 is connected to the highway. The $153 million project is already underway, although the major work has yet to begin.
Maintenance work to prepare for the main project will occur in 2022, while major work activities are expected to begin in 2023 and conclude in 2024.
MDOT says I-94 from the I-94 Business Loop to Britton Avenue will have plenty done.
All ramps at the I-94 Business Loop, M63, and Pipestone Road interchanges will be rebuilt. The ramps at M139 and Napier Avenue interchanges will be repaved.
Public input is being sought to help MDOT address any concerns that may result from the project. Everyone's asked to provide their comments online. We have the location for doing it on our website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.